This is Dr. Warrington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient choice, CHOI, first name Clark, CLARK. The date of birth, October 1st, 1957. Date of evaluation, October 16, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Jason Hyatt, HIATT. The chief complaint, pre-op, right ankle. The HBI. The patient reports an industrial injury involving his right ankle, period. The patient noted that he had a twisting injury in approximately 2022, period. He was initially treated conservatively, period. However, comma, he had repeated difficulty with balance, period. He then had a right knee surgery on June 22nd, 2023, period. He was noted to had a recurrent injury on 6/22/2023, period. This had exacerbated his prior ankle injury. He was then bedridden, period. He was further found to have a meniscal tear, which had been treated, period. However, comma, he continued with problems with his right ankle. He noted that his right ankle would give out after approximately 15 minutes of standing on his feet, period. He stated he was ultimately found to have a detached ligament and is requiring surgery. Patient had been evaluated by Dr. Hyatt and felt to require treatment for calcific insertional Achilles bursitis, next number right lateral ankle instability. It was felt that he would require right lateral ankle stabilization, comma, ankle arthroscopy, comma, calcaneal exostectomy, EXOSTECTOMY, comma, Achilles tendon debridement, period. He is therefore seen preoperatively. He denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, period. His past medical history includes sprain of the left ring finger, next number cervical disc disorder with radiculopathy of the cervical thoracic region, next number primary osteoarthritis left shoulder, next number of the sprain of left shoulder, next number hypertension, next number diabetes type 2, next number gouty arthritis, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number gastritis / GERD, next number back pain, next number sleep apnea. The past surgical history, cholecystectomy, next number ankle surgery 12/28/22, next number left shoulder replacement. The medications labetalol, 300 milligram, half BID, doxazosin, 2 milligram, one daily, lisinopril, 40 milligrams, BID, allopurinol, 100 milligram, one daily, metformin, 500 milligram, one BID, amlodipine, 10 milligram, one daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram, one daily, pioglitazone, 15 milligram, one daily, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams, one daily, pantoprazole, 20 milligrams, one daily, flonase, PRN, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, one daily, Percocet, PRN, allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, father had 3-vessel coronary artery bypass grafting, mother had history of brain aneurysm, social history, he has distant history of cigarette smoking, none in greater than 40 plus years, he denies alcohol use, period. He has distant history of marijuana use for pain, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 108/64, pulse 81, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 212.2 pounds, period. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The musculoskeletal exam, the right ankle demonstrates tenderness on plantar flexion. There is further noted to be tenderness on eversion. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 70 beats per minute. There's first degree AV block, period. There is complete right bundle branch block, period. Non-specific ST/T-wave changes noted. The impression, this is a 67-year-old male who is seen preoperatively. He has multiple injuries, period. He is now scheduled for right ankle surgery as noted, period. The patient has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease, but otherwise appears clinically stable. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Dr. Arlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.